With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Funding for the Department of Homeland Security is set to expire at midnight tonight.
Lawmakers have left town after failing to pass a Homeland Security funding bill. Democrats and the White House traded offers this week, but the Senate fell short of the votes needed to advance a bill. The expected result is a partial or mini government shutdown affecting the DHS, which employs more than a quarter million workers. The shutdown could drag on a while, with Congress now on a 10-day break. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Lou Gehrig reports on a fatal shooting that took place at a university in the South.
Two people are dead and one wounded after a shooting in South Carolina State University residential complex in Orangeburg. The university says it has not confirmed the victims' identities or the condition of the person who is wounded. The school was put on lockdown for at least 4 hours. Investigators were on site and law enforcement officers patrolled the campus and nearby areas early Friday. The university cancelled Friday classes and is making counselors available to students.
That's Lou Gehrig reporting. Karen Chamis reports on a new round of U.S. broker talks between Russia and Ukraine.
Both Russia and Ukraine continue fighting and trading long-range strikes. Envoys from both sides will meet for a new round of U.S. brokered talks. On Friday, officials in Moscow and Kyiv said the talks will take place in Geneva on Tuesday and Wednesday. Meanwhile, the push for a diplomatic settlement comes as Russian attacks keep hitting Ukrainian cities and the power grid. At the same time, Ukraine continues to send drones at targets inside of Russia. Earlier, U.S.-led peace efforts in Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates failed to settle major issues, such as the future of occupied parts of eastern Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
And more on these stories at SRNnews.com. A Democrat lawmaker has questions about the afterlife.
In a truly bizarre exchange during a committee hearing on President Trump's immigration policy this week, Congresswoman LaMonica McIver of New Jersey asked ICE Director Todd Lyons if he thought he was, quote, going to hell for his efforts to deport illegal immigrants. She also asked him, quote, how do you think Judgment Day will work for you with so much blood on your hands? Lyons declined to answer either of the lawmaker's questions. Michael Harrington reporting.
Four Democrat-led states are suing to block the administration from cutting off hundreds of millions in public health grants. At issue is the promotion of transgenderism and the use of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. The Department of Health and Human Services told Congress it plans to withhold about $600 million allocated to California, Colorado, Illinois, and Minnesota. The administration also plans to pull hundreds of millions in transportation funding. This is SRN News. Cocoa prices have fallen nearly 70% since last Valentine's Day, but that won't make heart-shaped boxes of chocolates any cheaper this year.
Market researcher Data Assembly says chocolate prices at American retail stores rose 14% between January 1st and the first week of this month compared to the same period a year ago. That's on top of a 7.8% increase for the same period last year. Europe has seen even steeper price hikes. And if shoppers are still willing to pay higher prices, candy companies not inclined to lower them. Rich Thomason reporting.
Artificial intelligence company Anthropic says it is now valued at $380 billion. The maker of the chatbot Claude says its valuation grew after it raised a $30 billion round of funding led by Singapore sovereign wealth fund GIC and the U.S.-based investment firm Kotu. More at SRNnews.com.